Union with Christ. Union with the Lord is the central matter of all that God has revealed to his church. Union with Christ is God's focus concerning man and man's relationship with God. Union with the Lord Jesus radiates like spokes from a mighty central pivotal axis. He is all, and he is all in all. He created all, and he sustains all. He is the Alpha and he is the Omega. He is the way, the truth, the life. He is the light, the resurrection, the rock. He is the living water, the good shepherd. He is the mighty God, the Prince of Peace. He is all, and he is all in all. From him radiate shafts of truth, beams of light, of all that was and is to come. From him streams election, creation, redemption, sanctification, glorification. And from each magnificent cascade of glory, additional rays of grace spill out. Repentance, justification, conversion, regeneration, faith, hope, and love. Everything emanates from this crucial central core, this principal pivotal point. And for those that believe and know and trust him, we are one with him. How can our mean minds receive such awesome truths? How can our limited perspective perceive beyond our foolish four walls? To give this truth its full and precious value, one must contemplate its truth. To come to a real appreciation of its gravity, one must meditate on his word. To see the significance of this truth, one must understand the meaning of Christ. The Son of God became the Son of Man by means of God becoming incarnate, and we are one with him. Oh, it's not a matter of our being taken in deity's Godhead. Never, never. For I will not share my glory with another. But it is his blood-bought saints being taken into God's Son incarnate. He in us and we in him. Oh, what a magnificent mystery that staggers the mind. Until it is not I that live, but Christ that lives in me and through me. What was it that the first evangels preached? What was it that Paul and Peter, James and John taught? Was it poem or psalm? Was it prophecy, precept or promise? Was it election or salvation? Sanctification, forgiveness, redemption, glorification? Was it creation or judgment or heaven or hell? No. First and foremost and fundamentally, it was Christ. Primarily, principally and predominantly, it was Jesus Christ the Lord. Preach the Word. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was God, Christ Jesus our Lord. Oh, all these precious and glorious truths emanate from this one person. All these gracious, sparkling truths radiate and cascade from the Lord Jesus Christ. Christ is inclusive of all, and Christ is transcendent of all. all other gifts and graces. All prophecy, precepts, and promises follow in his wake. Everything is subsidiary and secondary to him. Everything else comes after him, and everything else comes through him. For Christ is all, and Christ is all in all. He is the core and the circumference. He is the centre and the sphere of all. All things are in Christ, and he vastly outstrips every single one. Keep your heart and mind and soul and spirit looking to him. For Christ is all, and he is all in all.